Joining us now by phone, like every Saturday morning, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. But not like every morning. I'm calling, talking with you from Wisconsin.
Oh.
Yes, I'm at Krex Metals near Grantsburg, Wisconsin, where I'm taking a workshop put on by the Wisconsin DNR on animal tracking. And this is very exciting that we got a little bit of a new snow to cover the old stuff, and now it's clear, and I find those conditions are just superb. So should be a terrific day. Looking back on a little bit from our this week, the first week of the new year, we are off to a terrific start. This has just been such a wonderful January. Average temperature so far is about 4 degrees. The average at this time usually is about 8 degrees, so we're off to a colder start. We've been zero or below every day, which is another wonderful indication of a terrific start. However, we haven't gotten a really good snow for a while. I think we're about due for a really hard snow, but we're going to have to wait. According to the forecast, we're going to have to wait for a little while for that to happen. I'm just so glad that the cold has returned. Mm-hmm. The last time I spoke to you, you know, we were talking about the slush and the rain of the previous couple of days. Days are getting longer. You may have noticed that in the evenings. We are now 15 minutes at least later in the sunset than they were a month ago. And just this week, 2 days ago, on the 6th, we started having the first sunrises a little earlier than they have been for a long time. So the days are definitely getting longer. Plenty of activity from birds. The bird feeder birds have pretty well settled down. I have what I call the Super 7, the same ones. Seven species that show up every day, and I'm glad to see them. And, you know, it indicates to me, as happens every winter, they really don't need us. But, boy, we sure can use them to get through the winter, watching them come to the bird feeders. But there's been a number of other birds besides bird feeder birds that I've been seeing. Just this morning on my way here, I saw a flock of snow buntings out in the open, right where the wind was blowing and so forth. They seemed to be able to handle it. Saw bald eagle along the side of the road at another location, and at still another spot, I saw a rough-leg hawk. So, yeah, there are other birds besides the feeder birds that are around. I even saw a couple of golden eyes this week in some open water on the St. Louis River. And along the side of the road at another spot, I saw a northern shrike. So, yeah, there's stuff out there going on. Plenty of animal tracks. I'm taking this tracking workshop, but I've been noticing tracks all week. Plenty of them going on in the area right now. I've seen an abundance of weasel tracks in the last week. Wow. You know, they put on their white coat in the winter, and we call them ermine, and we don't even see the critter very often. But, boy, they sure have been leaving the tracks. The snowshoe hare, same thing, just abundant. And I was out in a field, and I found a lot of coyote tracks. And out there with the coyote tracks was scent markings, which I thought was kind of interesting. Here we are in winter, and they're doing their pre-mating behavior by marking territories already. Another critter of note is I've been watching a porcupine through the winter. Porcupines don't have too active of a winter. It seems like they only do two things. They go to their den, and then they climb up on the tree, and they feed on twigs, and they go back down to the den. And this one I've been watching always seems to get up in the trees. And despite the cold wind as we had yesterday, the porcupines still hang on up there, and they seem to handle it quite well. So, yes, winter is moving on really well. I look forward to another talk about Critter News for next week.
All right. Thank you, Larry. So,
thank you for calling, and have a good day.
You too. Larry Weber joins us every Saturday morning right around 9:30 to give us the latest and greatest of things that are happening outdoors. Even on the holidays, he joined us. What a guy.